This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is seeking to offer some reassurance to allies after arriving in Japan for the Group of 20 Leaders Summit. VOA's Steve Herman reports from Osaka.
During his first meeting here, a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Trump was asked by a reporter about a perception that an America-alone approach is adversely affecting some of Washington's traditional closest allies in the Asia-Pacific region. He replied that the United States works with and takes care of its allies, but then he added,
I've inherited massive trade deficits with our allies. And we even help our allies militarily.
G20 host Shinzo Abe, Japan's prime minister, is hoping for reassuring words to be uttered publicly by Trump when they meet Friday morning in Osaka. In recent days, the president has questioned the fairness of the long-standing U.S.-Japan defense alliance. Steve Herman, VOA News, in Osaka.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has asked NATO allies to help the United States mount a broad effort against Iran, but has come up empty for now. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from Brussels.
Here at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Esper pushed a global campaign to protect international waterways from Iranian aggression, ranging from surveillance to perhaps even escorting ships.
Privately, I had a few come up to me and express interest in pursuing further what our requests were of them.
But there were no firm commitments, and Esper says the U.S. will be back here next month to give more information about the threat to allies who have been looking to scale back tensions. Esper says that's his goal, too, but
no one should mistake restraint for weakness.
Sagar Meghani with the Acting Defense Secretary, Brussels.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court is blocking a census citizenship question on next year's census. At least for now, we get the details from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The High Court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
In another decision with political implications, the court ruled 5-4 that claims of partisan drawing of political districts, so-called gerrymandering, do not belong in federal court. The majority opinion said voters and elected officials should be the arbiters of what it said was a political dispute. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night in Miami in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign. In a few hours, 10 more, including former Vice President Joe Biden, will take the stage. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace predicts that Biden carries the burden of frontrunner into tonight's Democratic debate.
Biden's challenge is to try to just appear presidential, appear as though he is kind of above the rest of the field and owns that frontrunner status, while also not making it look like he's taking anything for granted. And that is a really tricky balance for him.
The candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats will hold presidential party nominating contests early next year. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote on a Senate-passed border aid bill without amendments as Democrats give up for now an effort to force changes in the treatment of migrants at the U.S. border with Mexico. Immigrant advocates are asking a federal judge to immediately require inspections of detention facilities along that border. AP's Cedar Atanasio reports he saw firsthand the conditions in which children were being held.
You see dozens of children in individual cells, some of them sleeping on bunk beds, some of them sleeping on cots that are on the floor. There were a lot of children that were sleeping in the middle of the day, particularly the teenagers, and some of the younger kids were up and active and playing.
AP's Cedar Atanasio. And Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has begun a two-day official visit to Pakistan to pursue what aides say would be normalization of relations between the two uneasy neighbors. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.